13th Perek of Yevamah's Mishnah Test. Vishay Yinasi L'shtei Yisayimus Katanis Umeis. He married two of these Tanis that have only conditioned their Rabbanim, and he died. Bo Yovam Ali Yishayinom. The Yovam had relations with the first one. V'chazo Bo L'shniya. Then afterwards had relations with the second one. Oshaba Ochav L'shniya. Or his brother came on the second one, and Yivam to the second one. L'pasel Esar Yishayinom. Once Yibam was done to the first one, so if they did a Yibam to the second one, it's nothing, because once Yibam was done, the Zikil Yibam was removed completely, because anyways it's a Rambanan, and the fact that somebody else had relations with her sister afterwards doesn't affect the first one, because it's just like having relations without any kesher to Yibam. The same thing as to both cheshes, the same thing. Once Yibam was done on one of the cheshes, the other one is out of the picture, and whatever was done to the second one cannot affect the relationship to the first one. What about Ketana v'chei reshes? So here we said before that even though they're both derabbanan, but we're not sure which has a stronger nisuyim. Bo yovam ala ketana. The yovam had did yivam to the ketana v'chazu bo chei reshes. And we said before that even though he did yivam to the ketana, there's still a zika derabbanan that remains. So now basically what he did was he did a partial yivam both in the ketana and the chei reshes. Or Bosha Achav al Chereshes, or one of the other brothers did a Yibam on the Chereshes. Loi Pasul Saktana. So we sing a Chiddush over here. Even so, does not Pasul the Ketana. Why? Because we say, if we treat the Ketana as a good Yibam, so once he did Yibam on the Ketana, the fact that he did try to do a Yibam on the second one is relevant, because Yibam was already done. It's just B.S. Nus. Maybe the B of the first one was not Kaina, and therefore the Yibam, second Yibam with the Chereshes had some effect and should answer him on his first wife. Still, why are we saying that the second one works? Because we're treating the first one as not really the wife of his brother. So if it's not the wife of his brother, then Avali can keep her. Yeah. So that is the idea that Loi Pasul Ketana. But once he did even to the Ketana, he is not allowed to stay with the second. Because maybe the first one was Yibam and the second one is shouldn't be his wife. Well, Yod Malach Chereshes, V'chaz Bal Ketana. What about if what happens if it was the other way around? He first had a relation with the Chereshes and then he had with the Ketana. V'chaz Bal Ketana. Also, in this case, we do say Pasul Esar Chereshes. In other words, here we are concerned that by the Ketana, the way we relate to Ketana is either it works completely or doesn't work at all. But Chereshes isn't like that. Chereshes is only a partial kinyan. So therefore, in the case when the Ketana was first, if it was a full if the Yibam was a full Yibam, so what was done to the Chereshes afterwards is irrelevant. It was nothing. It was nothing, and it's also Muteris, even though something was done to the Chereshes, but he's muteris back to the Ketana. In the case where the Chereshes was first, in the case of the Chereshes, it's only partial Yibam. If it's a partial Yibam, then if afterwards he has relation with the Ketana, it's a suffix that her Yibam is a Yibam. It's a suffix that her Yibam is a Yibam, but it asks her him and the Chereshes. That's the end of the mission.